Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on making all things new. Today we're reading Isaiah 62, 2 through 4, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know we are becoming quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. You'll get a brand new name straight from the mouth of God. You'll be a stunning crown in the palm of God's hand, a jeweled gold cup held high in the hand of your God. No more will anyone call you rejected, and your country will no more be called ruined. You'll be called Hephzibah, my delight, and your land, Beulah, married, because God delights in you, and your land will be like a wedding celebration. You'll get a brand new name straight from the mouth of God. You'll be a stunning crown in the palm of God's hand, a jeweled gold cup held high in the hand of your God. No more will anyone call you rejected, and your country will no more be called ruined. You'll be called Hephzibah, my delight, and your land, Beulah, married, because God delights in you, and your land will be like a wedding celebration. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? You'll get a brand new name straight from the mouth of God. You'll be a stunning crown in the palm of God's hand, a jeweled gold cup held high in the hand of your God. No more will anyone call you rejected, and your country will no more be called ruined. You'll be called Hephzibah, my delight, and your land Beulah, married. Because God delights in you, and your land will be like a wedding celebration. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. You'll get a brand new name straight from the mouth of God. You'll be a stunning crown in the palm of God's hand, a jeweled gold cup held high in the hand of your God. No more will anyone call you rejected, and your country will no more be called ruined. You'll be called Hephzibah, my delight, and your land Beulah, married, because God delights in you, and your land will be like a wedding celebration. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for who you are and who you've created us to be as your children. When we feel cast aside, overlooked, uncertain what our lives are for, may we remember that you have made us new, given us new names, simply because you delight in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.